Welcome back to Season Sessions, where we'll take you through all the black news of the week, and you're joined with your host Adam.
And your host Hanifa.
And if you're watching, yes, I do look like shit.
Oh, I didn't like that.
I looked at myself in the mirror this morning and I said, wow, Ada, times are hard.
I didn't think that. It is winter time though. This is like the time where it's we give up.
I've just been crying all week. It's just getting so emotional.
Have you watched any Christmas movies yet?
No, I actually haven't. I think I'm going to watch Almost Christmas this weekend.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
That's like the funniest Christmas movie of all time.
I don't know. I need to find a good Christmas movie. I watched a really bad one.
Which one?
I think it was called The Family Switch.
Oh, the one on Netflix.
Yeah, it wasn't even about Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know why you bothered watching that. That looks shit. That looks shit with Jason, one of them.
Ed Helms. It's Ed Helms and Jennifer Garner. That's why I thought it'd be okay.
All right, yeah.
Do you know who needs to do a Christmas movie?
Who?
Even though he probably won't because he's Jewish. Adam Sandler.
I don't think that stops people from doing...
Well, he should do it.
Do you think Adam Sandler is playing a Jewish man in every film that he's in?
Yeah.
I think that's the art of acting. He can act like he cares about Christmas.
I see like a family clash. Jewish family celebrating Hanukkah.
Yeah.
A holiday movie.
Has there been a Hanukkah Christmas clash Christmas film?
I don't know. Is other Hanukkah?
Is there
movies?
A Hanukkah film?
Guys, get in touch. We'll
is there an
research.
Eid film? Why is it just Christmas films? What about the other holidays?
Yeah, no,
we even have Easter films.
Do we?
I feel like the Easter Bunny has been in films.
I don't know.
Around there's always like there's or at least Easter is like a big thing. Easter
I don't know,
Sunday.
Sound of Music feels very Easter to me.
Sound of Music.
Yeah.
I don't even think that Easter.
Yeah, that's something you watch around Easter.
No, I mean like not the films you watch around Easter. I mean like Easter films.
There's no Easter film.
There is because there definitely is. There's definitely films where the catalyst is like the egg hunting or the, you know, it's definitely American. It's not British.
I haven't seen
there's
any
There's definitely
of these.
Films where there's like Easter Sunday is like the main event.
Sure.
There is.
Okay, I didn't say so. I haven't come across them in
but
my
I
life.
I don't know if they're like Easter films, but I would like an Eid film, a Diwali film.
All the holiday films.
Maybe they're just not in this country.
Yeah.
I reckon, why wouldn't there be a Diwali film in India? And if you've not got one, maybe you should start making one right now.
No, there will be.
Yeah.
More than there will be Easter film.
But you think there's an why would India make an Easter film?
No, just in general.
There's an Easter Bunny movie, isn't there?
Probably.
Yeah, that's an Easter film.
That's the one film. Anyway, this is a really stupid conversation to be having.
I had something to say.
About Easter or
no. What did I have to say? I can't remember. Oh yeah. I wanted to talk about the podcast.
this podcast.
I'm really tired, guys. I've had 3 hours sleep. Because pathetically, I think it's because Steph has left me. So
aww.
Not a relationship. Right? He's left me to go home for Christmas. Actually, it's probably not that. Do you know what it is? I'm getting more fearful in silence.
What does that mean?
And like silence used to really creep me out.
Oh, I thought you meant like silently you're getting more fearful.
Yeah, silently I'm getting more fearful, but like in silence, like I'm getting more paranoid in the dark and in the silence.
I'll put on some white noise.
I don't like white noise and I don't want to sleep to something playing because I paid too much attention to the thing that's playing. So I have to sleep with the window open just to have air noise and like a little bit of traffic. But then it's so cold, I shouldn't really do that. So now I'm too cold to sleep. And then something's creaking and I'm like, is there a murderer in here? The other day, I was in the kitchen and there's like, you know, like your cabinets and then the gap between your cabinets and things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our water bottles and jugs are up there. Hanifa, a water bottle fell down, but that wasn't a fall. Somebody threw that at me. No, it wasn't a push. It was a lob.
Ooh.
And Zenny was there. She was like, what the fuck was that? And I went, yeah, something weird is happening here. Something really... And now I'm like, something weird is happening in my apartment.
You should get your sleep.
Like, my eyes are quite wide right now.
Get some sleep.
But I think something's going on, but I can't explain it. But I feel like...
What's that got to do with the podcast?
Something weird is happening. Wait, what was happening with the podcast?
You said you wanted to talk about the podcast, and then you said
that. As I slept at 4, I was thinking that we've had a lot of guests on the podcast.
We have.
Which is great. Love that for us. However, it has completely distracted from what the podcast is about.
The true meaning of our podcast.
Black news of the week.
And the people.
And yes, and you guys.
So let's, on that note, let's get into shout outs.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm on drugs. I have a shout out, but you go on.
My shout out is Offset, surprisingly. Yeah. Has he done something bad?
Go on then.
Just for his professional appearance in Baby Shark's big movie. Okay, this is a rogue one, but he's really good.
No, I saw it.
He's a really good voice actor.
But Offset is a talented person.
No, I know, but Cardi B is also in it. And she's like, she's fine, but...
It's just like Cardi B.
It's Cardi B talking.
Yeah.
He's like a voice actor.
I think Offset is one of those people where he's just good at everything he does. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's actually... he's actually better than Quavo when it comes to rapping.
Mm-hmm.
He performs. He's a showman. He
can
act.
Your shout out or mine?
But I heard him and Cardi are finished, by the way.
Oh, I don't care.
Him and Cardi are finished, but I heard he cheated.
Oh yeah, I'm not surprised.
With Chris Sean.
Oh. Take away from the fact that he's a really good voice actor.
I'm sorry, Chris Sean.
Who's your shout out?
My shout out is, and I want to make sure I get their name right. And to be honest, I've actually really wanted to shout him out for a while. I just always forget. Like, I've got a memory of a fish, but I do really interact with their content. But obviously, so much so, like, I've not put it in my favorites. But I really had it in my main. It begins with a J.
Oh.
Help me out, Hanifa.
I don't know. Help you out.
I've got it. Okay, so it's his name is Joris, and Joris, and on TikTok is called Joris Explains.
Okay.
Joris is like one of those people that always stands on business, and he's like a black man. He's neurodivergent. But he's like very, what am I going to call it? Anti-politics, anti-capitalism. But anyway, every time I watch one of his videos, I feel like I learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He does maybe 3 to 4 minute videos, but those 3 to 4 minutes.
What's he saying?
So it's everything. It's either that he's talking about the housing crisis that, you know, we are all suffering through globally, but from like different perspective, always race inclined, or he's telling me about a new architect or why this architect is fucked up, or like that thing that happened in I think it's Wandsworth Council,
mm-hmm.
where the developer lied about all the new housing that they were going to put up.
Oh.
And then they built all the new housing, and because it was so wrong, they moved people in, and within a week they told all these people, you need to leave.
Oh, shit.
However, they didn't actually tell them. They found out when, I think, Sky or BBC News came up to them and was like, how do you guys feel about having to leave here? And they were like, where am I going?
Wait, where did they go?
Yeah, that's up to them.
Oh.
As in, they were like, you need to get out.
Oh, wow.
Because they're tearing the shit down.
Oh.
But it was one of the councils, one of the South Councils. Anyway, So obviously he's so knowledgeable, people booking for chats and stuff. And he had a talk, I don't know if it was at a university, but he had a talk where he was going to talk about race, autism, and I think it was also capitalism. And his title got misconstrued by another person with autism that is white. And he was basically calling them out for saying, don't use my words to go... Basically, they said that racism and autism is the same. And they used his word to claim that having autism is like the same as experiencing like racist. And he was like, I didn't say that.
Oh, can't read.
But she said that, I think the way that, why I like him is that he's, even though he's like, fuck the government and fuck all the establishments, to direct people, he is actually very nice. And even though... If it was me, I would have said, fuck your life for trying to put... Basically, because he doesn't have Twitter. So she had been using his name to back all of his stuff, and then he didn't realize that people were trying to cancel him on Twitter for going, so he didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, he wouldn't even mention her name because he said he doesn't want people to hate her.
That's
but
nice.
She was like, you're obviously a fan, so you will see this when you see it. But I like that how he explained it in a way that he also still recognized that this person is autistic. So then he was like trying to coach her through how to handle what will now be a disappointment for her and will be hard for her to maybe deal with or comprehend, but also kind of dragging her at the same time. Mm-hmm. I
thought it was silly.
Yes, a respectful dragging, but also recognizing that you can't drag everybody in the same way. That's true inclusion. You can't drag everybody.
Everyone can be dragged.
But not in the same way. Yeah. And I was like, I really like him. So yeah, Joris Explains is my shout out. I really appreciate him. He really, like, I learned so much from him. And sometimes I go through life and I'm like, I don't feel, you know when you watch something, you're like, do I know anything? I feel like that every time I watch him.
Not
in like an insecure way. I'm like, oh, I'm actually happy. It's like Newsround.
You feel blessed. Oh, yeah. Anything that's compared to Newsround is great.
Yeah, I feel like, oh, you know, but then sometimes I watch other people and I'm like, am I fucking stupid? And you feel like shit. But with him, I'm like, oh, I'm accepting this into my life. I'm learning something.
I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my shout out. I had something else to say for this week, but I can't remember. Oh yeah, Scotland. If you listen to last week's podcast, you may have heard us laugh at the notion that Glasgow has amazing food. I'm still laughing.
Instant reaction. Unfiltered instant reaction.
And also like
natural.
As you guys listen, we do research, but things are off the cuff all the time.
We don't know everything.
I'm not gonna apologize, but I would like to point out that the Scottish community tried to come for us. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know it was that serious.
Some people tried to come for us. But I think we're just differentiating like Scottish heritage food and other Scottish food in Scotland.
Yeah. I think that, yes, I accept that apparently Glasgow has great establishments.
Yes.
Indian establishments.
Yeah, and we accept that. That's our ignorance. They have not known that they were great for Indian takeaway.
No, I know they have immigrants.
No, but we didn't know that they were famed for that.
Yeah, but like we were I was laughing at Scottish food. Like, I think there's a thing of...
Stop it, they're going to come again.
No, but the thing is like...
We love you, Scotland.
No, but also, yeah, I actually do like it in Scotland.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
It really
isn't. We didn't mean to be insensitive, and we're not. It's like
when people say
beans on toast is shit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I still love it.
I'm gonna eat it.
It doesn't make it less bad. Other people think it's bad.
People say that English food is shit, and it is.
But we still enjoy some.
We have three good dishes.
Yeah,
but like,
but it's opinion. Opinion.
But also recognize that the best food in the whole of the UK is not of our own. So then, why would we claim it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, this is an apology. It's just like...
This is just a clarification of our statement.
Just relax. Like, who you fighting for?
I just feel like we're at a time where it's like everything doesn't need to be that deep. Like, having a natural reaction to something isn't inherently offensive.
Because we actually didn't say anything offensive.
We just said really.
Like, do you understand?
It's not...
People were calling for us to make public apologies.
Adding context to two things... And also, we were talking to an American, and we're British, and we weren't, like, trying to be like, Scotland is shit. We're just explaining our differences, but we identify more with the Scottish side than the American side, so we were different.
I think, yeah, because I think it's not surprising that what I would assume is a well-travelled actress saying that that's some of the best food she's ever had on this planet. Okay.
You want
also,
us to
they
be
got
robots.
Offended by the midges one as well.
She said that.
And I was like, okay. Because you said...
Nature.
You know why? Because you said, that's what I expect from Scotland.
No, I didn't mean that.
No, but also, no. Like... Hanifa, don't defend yourself. Go on. Highland midges are from the Highlands. So why is it ridiculous for me to expect midges in the Highlands? Do you get what I mean? If you say that's what I expect from Scotland, these are your animals. That's like me going to Australia and say, and somebody was like, yeah, there's a fuck ton of kangaroos, and I'm going, that's what I expect from Australia. You're like, oh my God, how can she be talking down on Australia?
But do you know what is also interesting to me? It's like, if that's your identity and you love that, fine. Like, respect to you, people identify as different things. But it shouldn't be so fragile that like two random women just talking, saying like stupid shit can upset you so much
that you're coming
about your personal identity.
That you were trying to come for our jobs.
Yeah.
Like, they said that we should be fired. Get over it. They tried to call us xenophobic. Please open the dictionary.
Ignorant, maybe.
Not even ignorant. It was a cackle. It was a laugh.
It's just...
Anyway.
Yeah, I Scotland think be well.
In that also, I think that, yes, you know what? Have your Scottish pride. Have any pride that you want to. There's always a line to be crossed, and it really shifted into racism very quickly. Mm. And that is also what happens when... I saw something yesterday on Twitter where... I don't know, somebody was having a back and forth with somebody that was disabled in a wheelchair, and then their insult back was like an ableist insult. You can always clap back at people without going into
like,
the isms.
Yeah, like, what's Joris doing? Is that his name?
Yeah, Joris. Yes. But like, we swift to there too quickly, or is that because there's no, you're not educated enough to come with an actual insult? But there's mm-hmm. no reason to make fun of somebody that can't walk because now you're having a very petty tete-a-tete on Twitter. And then I think it was something like he said, the response was like, he said something about standing on business, and then she was like, okay, well, good luck standing, or something like that. That's a lot. And now your digital footprint is that you are ableist because
you couldn't
you're
think of
fighting
a good enough comeback.
Yeah, exactly. Over, I think it was about the XL bullies as well. That was really, it's really not that deep. In the same way, okay, Scottish food, is it popping? It's not even in the top 100 listed. But then it easily swifted into racism, go back to Africa.
Yeah, what third world countries are these people from?
Exactly. I thought African parents, educate them. Are these even Brits? Fuck. Oh, I was more offended that they were calling me Londoners. But like, Londonistan, that's also used. Which eats every time.
Which is also so stupid because she was talking about the Indian food in Scotland. And then they're calling out the multiculturalism in London.
Yeah, I don't get
it. Like, make it make sense.
But I think racists are having a hard time right now.
It is
I can see it being confusing for them. You are on the far right, but your far right leader is Asian. How the people from the core Tories.
Cool group.
How are you guys surviving right now? Like, how are you battling with yourselves? You get what I mean?
Yeah.
You had Rishi and Suella at one point, and you had Pretty. Like, how are you? Like, there must be two ends of your brain, like, fighting. I don't feel sorry for you, obviously, but like, I can't imagine, you know,
the gymnastics going on there.
I guess it's like your favorite celeb all of a sudden saying that they voted for the wrong person. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, true.
It's like something weird. Anyway,
should we do some news?
Quick news. There's some, so on Community Spirit and Community Action, and you know, the community just not community anymore. Mm-hmm. There was a story that this week on the about the TfL, and obviously the TfL has been going through a lot these days because Transport for London, I don't know what's going on between what happened on the Elizabeth line that crashed down, and then it seems like I don't know if it's more crime is happening on the tube, or is it that more crime is being reported on the tube. Mm. But every other day, I even watched a new video coming in today of a group of white teenagers attacking like an Asian guy. But like, everybody was sitting around. Why when people are being attacked, assaulted, and are generally abused now in public, why is nobody is shifted? Because what happened on the, well, the guy that got arrested recently, the story is that a woman was was raped on the tube.
Yeah, so...
And people were sitting around.
So passengers were looking on, and one person reported it. They were with their son. But this happened on the tube.
How does that happen? She was passed out on the tube.
I don't understand how other people watched.
I had to read it multiple times because I thought it was like a clickbaity headline. I was like, how do you watch...
Because she also was reporting it after, like...
And the fact of the matter is, he is the only person that reported it. There was other people there. So that means other people saw this, left.
That's disgusting.
And then didn't. How do we get to a time that where somebody was sitting on the tube with you, you saw that they were passed out, a guy comes on to the tube, assaults her, and everyone's just sitting there?
Honestly, I really mean this. I hope the people who witnessed that feel so much shame and think about that every day of their life.
Yeah.
Like, the shame, like, that is disgusting.
I don't get it.
To let that happen. I did see people saying that, and I think this is, like, the times we were in now, is that people, like, are worried about, like, what, if a guy is doing that to somebody, what's, like, they're going to do to this person that steps in. So people are more worried about themselves. But I don't think, I can't believe you would think that in a situation like that. That's a
Before you get to that point, your initial reaction should be to step in.
Yeah.
Like if you see I don't get it.
But were you always taught, like, you know, when they're like, shout fire instead? Won't come.
Yeah. But on the tube, that's irrelevant. There's no need to shout that because you're watching it.
How?
Like, you're watching it happen. So even between the stops, you could have stepped out to pull one of the staff, but you didn't. You watched that happen. What is happening?
Disgusting.
Like, there's too many attacks happening on the tube. People need to step in.
You forget that we are a community still.
Yeah, I don't know if
still look out for each other.
Yeah, or like, well, this is why nothing gets done. I think, like, when people say that, oh, you know, things are getting passed every day, or people, not enough people are protesting on the streets. There's no community. That has to be community outreach. There has to be community impact. Or when people are like, oh, how did this happen? How did somebody just get snatched off the street? Now I'm thinking, no, they didn't just get snatched off the street. They probably got snatched in front of a crowd of people and none of you did anything. That's really weird. It's really disappointing.
It is.
And it's like, it's actually quite scary.
Did you ever watch that program, What Would You Do?
You've sent me links all the time. You sent me loads of links.
That he didn't even watch it. He's not Asian. He's Hispanic.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you should watch one.
Maybe we need that in the UK.
No, they tried. I think they tried it. It didn't work.
Oh yeah, because nobody stepped in. It.
No, but that. Do you know what? Watching that taught me a big lesson.
Yeah.
Anytime anything happens, I just think you got to do it because the people on there that don't do anything, like, their explanations at the end are so pathetic. They're like, oh, I just didn't think. And it's like, you just get life.
Like, I get there's dangers for sure, because I think I tried to step in once and somebody said they would stab me, but you, I was like,
you do have to try.
You have to try. It doesn't always end in death, and usually, like, they're just saying that. And then also, if there's a group of you, you're not like, there'll be more, I don't know, safety in numbers. I think if you're a sole small person, and no, I actually can't imagine. I can't imagine that. I think, like, you would always step in, because I think that was crazy. And also somebody would know that that is completely wrong. So I feel like once you raise your voice or step in, he would have stopped.
Also, the guy, this is a weird thing to me, the guy that did report it after was with his 11-year-old son. Right, and people are being like, oh, he's with his son, so he wants to be safe. Imagine
what are you just teaching
sitting
your son?
There with your son, what are just you watching teaching your that. Son?
Like, what have you taught your son now? That's okay? That's actually worse.
That is way worse.
Now you've taught your son, he's watched
you're a
horrific crime, and he's watched you sit there.
But don't worry, I report it after.
Like, no. Damage is done. The damage is already done.
No, you could have potentially stopped it. Anyway,
this is also
I just want to quickly not take away from the fact that the rapist is disgusting and they got 7 years in prison.
Yes, luckily, because we know most of these convictions don't go anywhere. But I think even in that also, because she was passed out on the tube, also, like, wake up, passed out people.
Yeah, or keep an eye on them.
Just again, community action.
Yeah.
Also on community action, did you see the McDonald's thing with the homeless person?
No, I did what I thought you said. I meant something else. McDonald's is doing a spin-off restaurant.
I know, I saw that. We can talk about that yeah, separately. Okay. I don't want to promote them. But there was a homeless guy sleeping in front of McDonald's. I think it was Victoria, because I feel like I recognised that area.
Oh, it was British. I didn't watch the video with sound off.
Of course it was British. Only British people. Only that kind of bullshit would happen in the UK. Only that would happen in
wait,
the UK.
Wait, tell the story for those.
So there was a homeless guy sleeping in front of McDonald's. Really, he was sleeping in front of the bank next to McDonald's, but it was around McDonald's with his sleeping bag and a duvet. And the McDonald's security guards came outside and poured water across this thing to try and shift him away. And then the McDonald's manager came out and was basically endorsing him, like, yeah, you guys, you need to move. Mm-hmm. Right now in the evening, you can be touching like 0 degrees. To pour water on a homeless person's belongings, okay, I can maybe understand you wanting to shift them, but you don't have to pour
you
water on
us.
But also, I'm on public property, so whatever.
Yeah.
But like, you don't have to pour water and actually ruin them, and that, you know, that could induce hypothermia. McDonald's apology was, we bought him new stuff. You're a multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah, that is very British.
That I was like, I'm sorry, you went to Argos and bought somebody a new sleeve. You could have put him in a home. You could have paid for him for like 2 weeks to be in like
given
a hostel.
A job.
Yeah, you could have given him a job. Oh, we bought him new stuff. Piss off. What's wrong with all these companies?
Don't get me started.
Like, and again, this is community action. I'm watching two black men pour water on a homeless person's stuff. For what reason exactly?
Because your boss told you to.
What reason? Obviously,
you
I think
can say no.
I think they've been fired, but like naturally. But I'm like, what did you gain from that?
I don't know. I think we all, everybody, me, you, the whole world, needs to think about what we're doing before we do it.
Yeah.
Like, do you reckon they stopped and thought, like, if no one asked me to do this, would I do this?
I don't think anybody asked them to pour water on it. I think
but they must have said like, get rid of them.
I get somebody definitely was like, shift that guy.
Yeah.
But
it's like,
do you think anybody's walked up to McDonald's and thought, oh, there's a homeless person in there, I'm not going to eat?
It's McDonald's.
It's not a 5-star restaurant.
No, but it's
even if it is a 5-star restaurant, it actually doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is public space.
Yeah, homeless people like are as entitled to the public as everybody else.
Not according to our government.
If not more.
Not according to our government.
I know, but...
like, they're really trying to get rid of... My thing is like, okay, I don't really... It's a weird...
It's a really quick fix to that, though. They could just put people in homes.
Yeah.
Get rid of the homeless people.
The thing is like, okay...
Make affordable housing. But
where's like... where is the circle? Because like... So housing is more expensive. So you don't... Housing is more expensive, so nobody can afford. So then they're homeless. But then you want to get rid of the homeless, but you don't want to get rid of the homeless by giving them jobs or giving them housing. So I'm going to assume that you just want them to die. So then who then lives in the buildings that pop up every day for housing? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Every day a new building is popping up.
Yeah, but
who can afford it?
And they're all small.
Yeah.
Because it's not family. They're not family homes.
A family home today.
You'd be lucky.
Fucking hell. You're paying out your nose. Yeah. People like, birth rates are down because I can't afford no kids. Every time I see a video about the amount that it costs to put a child in nursery, I'm like, fuck me.
I don't understand that. I don't understand how anybody is working.
How can you afford that?
It's not funny.
No, but like, I don't understand.
I don't understand how nursery... Nursery is like the same as what I get in a month.
I don't get it. When we were in nursery, I think it was free.
Yeah.
What?
But I don't understand.
What happens?
Some people are avoiding it.
No, but Ani, look, like, no, because there was one. So there's one girl that I follow, and she lives in East London, and she recently had a kid, and she's like, you know, shopping around the things. 1.2K a month. For 3 days a week?
That's not even a nice nursery as well.
No, exactly. For 3 days a week. Is everybody drunk? Is everybody well? Because what exactly are you doing in there? That's why more people have become... That's why work from home... I'm sorry, it actually has to be compulsory for some. But even still, I'm working. I'm not supposed to be looking after this one-year-old that's, like, running around. Also, that 3 times a week is from 9 to, like, 3. It doesn't include before school care. It doesn't include after school care. And it's just one person that is probably has a basic training set to watch a child that is just going to run around, bang its head, and eat one apple a day. I don't get it.
It comes back to why we need a community.
No, yeah. Because before, if you couldn't do that, I'd be like, Sandra down the street, take this kid, please. Now, do you think I'm going to trust Sandra down the street?
He says, do you even know Sandra?
That kid is gone.
I just don't understand how... That's like, how are people affording... How is it more affordable? It's more affordable to stay at home with the kid, no?
Yeah, it is. It is. But then you're out. Work.
Yeah.
I need to pay my rent. Honestly,
is there like a payment we're missing or something? Is there...
You get...
But it's not
child allowance, but that's like pennies.
Yeah. Guys, I think
we need to get some young mums on the hit. No, because honestly, like, don't talk to me. I need somebody my age that has a kid that is not earning over 50K. How are you affording it? Honestly, break down your life for me. Because sometimes I'm like, how are you affording looking after this child, your rent? Especially if you're a single parent, really and truly, I don't know how the fuck you're affording.
Well,
people go on holidays.
Do you know what? I have been seeing a lot of like videos about people, like teachers talking about their students, like Gen Alpha, and how they're really, some of them are really out of control and like misbehaved. And the reading level has like declined.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So I think a lot of the time a lot of these kids were raised on iPads.
iPad
and,
kids.
And yeah. And their parents, because their parents are busy working, like, multiple jobs and whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Because do companies...
That's, like, the TV's the babysitter.
Do companies still have crashes? You know, like, some companies, your mum...
Are there still companies, man?
Your mum would just slow you on the crash.
Everyone's at a startup.
It's true. Like, unless you're not working at Barclays or some shit.
Yeah.
I reckon they don't even have... Like, I don't...
But we missed... There used to be, like, play group, and you just, like, all the mums would drop in.
Yeah.
Play club.
Or you just
club.
Be like with the random old lady on the street, and she would be like, all right, there'll be 10 kids in the garden.
Yeah, you go to the park.
Yeah, like that's not happening. Oh, what's happening?
Guys, community needs to come back.
It really does. Like now we've circled back. Community does need to come back.
Do you know what?
We need to look after each other.
No, but you know what? Guys, no, if anybody's seen like true crime stuff, we're at a dangerous time. This is how the right cults arise. Like in the 70s, it was difficult times.
Right.
And then people started joining communes to get community back. So and maybe that's my prediction for 2024.
Cults.
Communes and cults.
You'll join a cult.
I'll join a commune.
That will turn into a cult.
Potentially.
Yeah, maybe we need them. I think we need like a young mum.
Okay, young mothers.
Like how are you actually... Because I'm like trying to think about how I balance my money.
It must be day to day, innit? I couldn't.
What do you think?
I can't imagine like planning that long term. When you know people are like, it costs like this much money to raise a child, like that's stressful. But if you're living day by day, you know, a bit for me, a bit for the kids.
It depends if it's day by day, but like I can't imagine like, okay, I'm trying to think about how much I get paid a month, and then at the start of that month, 1.2k goes to the nursery.
My child.
And then
1k
goes to my rent.
Yeah, nursery.
Where's my money
happening?
What am I doing for the rest of the month? Where's my money going? That's crazy. Maybe I'll never have a child.
Maybe.
That's quite sad. I want one.
No, it all works out. People make it work.
And if it's this expensive here, how much more expensive is it in the US?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I can't wrap my head around that because then you've got healthcare.
I know.
The thing about in the US, sorry guys, because they have to work if they need one healthcare. You can't, you know when we were just like, just take maternity leave, we just like not work.
Yeah.
That's, they need the jobs because they need the healthcare for the child.
That's actually, yeah, there's no setup in the US. Their system is actually
What a world
so
we live
poor.
In.
And then can you imagine like, right, every video I see about being a black woman in the US, the amount that you guys are paying for hair.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
And nails as well.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, why is it so expensive?
And they'll say like, yeah, my braids were 500. 500?
Yeah, guys, you can you can do it at home.
You can do it at home. But also, if we went out here to get it done, I'm sorry, you think I'm paying more than £100?
Yeah.
To do my braids.
That has to be a permanent style.
Braids. Americans are getting retwists for 100. I've locked my hair for low maintenance and you're still paying me multiple. That's crazy.
Hair prices are wild. Nail prices. I remember when I was in New York and I was like, I'll quickly get my nails done.
How much was it?
I didn't get them.
How much
was
it?
I walked in, they were like $80.
80?
For shellac.
Not even like acrylics. I mean, I do my nails for £28.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well.
Okay, cost of living.
Cost of living. Community. If you've learnt today.
And what else?
A bit of
Christian BBLs.
And Christian BBLs. This is, I know this also ties into lack of community.
Okay.
There is a lack of community in all sections. There's too many sections of life where we've let people run, you know, run their own logistics, run their own thoughts. So the Christian community right now doesn't have community.
There's no, it's decentralized.
Exactly. So now you think you can throw on Christian to anything and you're telling me, oh, I got Christian BBL, fuck off.
Okay, well, I have a completely different take because I actually watched the video.
Okay, do you want to give context of what we're talking about?
Okay, so this young lady, her name's Sophia.
Sophiaology.
Yeah, but her, that's not her name.
But that's her, that's what she's famous for. I used to follow her ages ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's 22-year-old, she had a BBL. And she posted about having a BBL, and a lot of her followers are Christian, and there are Christian themes within her videos, but she's not like necessarily like a Christian vlogger. She just is a Christian and a vlogger.
She's just African.
Yeah. anyway, so she got loads of backlash and like loads of hate when she like came back from having a BBL. So then she said that she got a Christian BBL to kind of like clap back at people. And everyone's talking about it, but... In the video, she said that she was taking the piss a little bit.
No. She's saying that now.
No, because she wanted to attract the Christians. But I agree with her because basically she said she can do what she wants to her body. And she's made in God's image. That's her choice, isn't it?
Does what you just said make sense just then? What you just
it
said.
It went awry a little
what
bit.
You said, yeah, that makes sense. I was made in God's image, but you've altered it.
Everyone's altered their body though. And it's her choice. It's like, who are we to judge? Everybody's altered. She made an interesting point about like liposuction versus going to the gym, the same result. Like, one, okay, obviously they're very different things, but like, you know, doing your eyebrows versus getting your tattoos, like eyebrows tattooed on, one is seen as okay, one is seen as too far. And it's like, what other people are doing is their thing. It's a bit weird to like label it as Christian BBL. But I'm not mad at her.
I think everybody has autonomy over their own body.
Yeah.
But it's not Christian. Like, that's it. That's just it. Because even the comparisons that you just said, yeah, if you actually want to deep what it says in the old Bible, it actually says don't do all that. But you are doing it anyway. So, like, it's, you know, I think that you can't just... I think that to say, like I saw when she was like, the fact that she woke up from the BBL and many people don't wake up tells her that God wanted her.
That was a bit
shut
wild.
Up. That's like ridiculous. If I rob a bank tomorrow and don't get caught, was that God's plan? is that now a Christian robbery? It doesn't actually work like that. We can all do things in this life put Christian in front of it.
No, but the thing is that's the beauty of it. What? You can.
But you can't.
You can.
She's
a Christian woman.
Is she though?
Yeah.
Is she though?
Yeah. She claims to be a Christian woman. You can't say somebody is or isn't what they say they are.
Actually, you can. But actually, you can, Hanifa. You actually can.
If she identifies as a Christian and she... it's like what that means to her.
Do you know what?
And all these things are kind of made.
You know what?
Made
actually,
up anyway,
no,
so
I
you
think,
can say. Christian
I think like
BBL.
Sometimes like, is th- yeah. If it's what it means to you, that's fair. But I also think there is like parameters in certain things, and I think that this is what people call blasphemy in life. But like, yeah, you can say it, but people don't have to take it. And people don't have to, like, just because I say that, I don't know, I'm a Buddhist without reading any Buddhist scripture doesn't mean that I'm a Buddhist. No. I've just claimed it.
But that's exactly for you. That's what I mean. It's a Christian BBL for her.
It's, yeah, but I think that's
and
so
that's
wrong.
Her business.
I think, yeah, I guess, but to a degree, but she also is pushing it out to say that if you get a BBL, you too can. That's like,
I don't think so. I don't think she's saying that though, because she said that she wanted to post about having a BBL because she wants to share, like, aside from Christianity, it's like,
why
she wanted to
she
share
just,
her.
Why didn't she just post it?
Share her journal. No, she did initially.
And then she rebranded
then she got
it
backlash.
As a Christian.
Yeah, because she got backlash from Christians being like, you're a Christian, why did you do this?
So why didn't she just say, I wanted to do it?
Well, she did, and she just drew people in
and
with
then
a Christian
she drew with
people
a
in BBL title.
Well, she also said that she prayed, and this is what God told her that she can do.
See, I have a problem. I hate when people say that.
Because I'm like, okay, but you know what? The voices in your head could be many things.
Do you think, when people say God told me to do this, I'm like, how? Like, how, I want them to go into more detail into the specifics of, like, how did this happen? How did God tell you?
I don't know. Like, people say, like, when I prayed and then God spoke to me, sometimes I'm like, have you heard both sides of the coin to know which one is speaking to you, which one isn't? Because,
well, what happened? But it's what is just internal monologue.
There's that as well, because my internal monologue can trick me sometimes. But, like, yes. Have you heard, if you believe in God, you believe on the other side, yes?
Not necessarily.
I think...
I don't.
I think that if you believe... I think if you're a Christian and you believe in God...
I don't think... wait, hold on. Christians believe that the devil's speaking to them?
No, the devil can speak to you.
That's where it gets sticky, because how are you differentiating between devil and God?
This is what I'm saying. How do you know who's speaking to you?
Well, that's why hindsight is important.
Exactly. I said until... It's like until... What's the thing, like... Until you know what is bad, how do you know what is good? Do you get what I mean?
I don't want to veer off too far from the news, but this is like in the Bible, you know? You know when God told that guy to murder his son?
Yeah.
And he was ready to do it. Exactly. Was it Abraham, Isaac? One of them.
Abraham.
Yeah, and he was ready to sacrifice his son. But really, that's straight up murdering his
son.
Okay,
but yeah, but also on the flip, say somebody, you heard a voice today telling you, go and kill a family member.
That's wild.
Everybody would say, the devil told you that. Meanwhile, God was telling people to do that before. So where are we
talking
right
now? I think if you hear voices, go to the doctor. and I think we'll move on from that.
But I'm just saying, you need to know the two. You can't know what is good without knowing what is bad.
You could. That's why you have conscience in it. Free will, as the Christians call it.
Yeah, but I think in that you see bad things. You know, like, it's like, how would I know I don't like something if I've seen what I like? Do you get what I mean?
I think sometimes you know.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, I've seen food and thought I won't like that, and then I didn't like it.
But you know, like, when you've drank something or eaten something, and you're like, wait, have I been... Basically, you know when... Say your mum can't cook, but that's all you know. So yeah. What you know is, like, bad, but a little... And then a little bit not bad, and then a little bit not bad. And then you eat somewhere good, and you're like, wait a minute. I've been eating, like, shit. Which is a lot of people when they, like, with white people that end up dating POC people.
But Scotland's gonna come again.
It happens a lot. But then it, like, so then in the same sense, like, if you haven't seen what is bad, how
yeah,
do you,
you
know
need,
what is
no,
good?
No, you do need balance.
Yeah. So if you're always contrast. Hearing somebody speak to you, how do you know the voice that's speaking to you is a good voice? Because you haven't heard the bad voice.
But also, yeah, no, but maybe they
that
have.
That could have been the bad voice the whole time. You don't even know. Because you haven't heard two voices.
But then you're always going on a... But this is getting too off-kilter. But you're always going on a continuous path. So everything could happen. And then you could be like, God said, God's plan, God did it.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people are really delusional.
I mean, technically it is. No, but technically everything. If you believe that. This is not a religious podcast while we have this conversation.
I don't know. If we're in divine destiny. If we're down that slate. Okay. Moving off. Oh, I wanted to talk about what happened in Winter Wonderland, but I'd rather talk about Spin the Blocks.
Let's skip. Winter Wonderland had a really odd, racist, outdated poster up.
Which is like, okay.
It's on brand for Winter Wonderland. Yeah, it's like, also Winter Wonderland. It's like an oversight that I can see happening from them.
I'm sure it's been there for years as well. It's just like, have you seen a fairground that's updated their stuff since the 90s?
It's also a Christmas thing and it's got a haunted house. Like, come on. It's that kind of place.
What?
It's got a haunted house there.
Because they use the same
ride. Yeah, exactly. It's just everything. Recycled like, shit.
Exactly, yeah. But okay, yeah, no, do if better. You want to find out about Winter Wonderland, do your own research. But so it is Spin the Block season. A lot of this year, many a couple have come back together, which is really great for them. Mm-hmm. I was toying with the idea of, is the right place at the wrong time an actual real situation in life? Or is the dating scene so bad that you've tricked yourself that is like that? Obviously, Ashanti and Nelly is the one that everybody's looked at. I'm really happy for them. Mm. Ashanti is pregnant now. Really happy for her. It's even working for J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Surprising. But, and there's somebody else. Maya Jama and Stormzy. But then, when you break up the second time, is it worse? Because you seem like a fool. And then because of shame of breaking up a second time, do you just struggle through it? I've asked 10 questions in that. So you go answer them all.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a mixture of the dating scene is awful. Also, people aren't meeting each other as much as they were. So you're going to go back to the people that you know.
Yeah.
What was the other question?
Well, I was saying, like, or maybe this is just me because I suffer from a lot of shame. If I went back to somebody that I had publicly abandoned, because we're talking about celebrities, but like even in my friendship group, I was like, this guy is trash.
Yeah.
I hope he gets an illness, recovers, but I hope it's an illness that he feels in his heart. And then after all that, and everybody's trashed him, for even Ashanti and Nelly, they've been trashed. Like, Ashanti made a diss song about you,
but that's like been trashing
for years.
No, but they've had this, that means they had the passion for years,
I guess. But that's like me, so that's like me also publicly putting it on all my socials that this guy is useless, blah, 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 blah.
But that's the kind of thing that people
5 years later, I'm back with you and I'm publicly back with you. Do you think that people kind of just stay in that because there's an embarrassment of breaking up again?
No, I think people kind of settle. It's also what you said on the last point about contrast. They've seen the before and the after, so they know what's on the other side. So they know that the grass isn't necessarily greener.
But then do you want to settle or do you want to be happy?
Danny DeVito and his wife divorced and got back together.
They were made for each other. I don't know why they even considered divorcing. But like, settling is also isn't good. You know, you can also just be single.
Yeah,
there's also that option.
Yeah, you forget that one.
Like, look at Tracy Ellis Ross says that if she was like, why would I want somebody in my house?
Honestly,
somebody else also recently said, why do I want somebody in my house? Was it Susan Sarandon? One of them types. She was like, and also you can be single. You don't have to. But also being single doesn't mean being celibate.
Yeah,
you need to just come to terms also, that you can sleep around.
You don't have to live with your partner either.
No, you don't.
There are so many options.
But I also feel like,
and I think as we move forward as a community, we can redefine what it means to be.
I feel like you will have issues if you don't live together.
Not necessarily.
Depending on how much your schedule is to see
each
other.
You've got to live close.
Because I know that Cheryl Lee Ralph and her husband lived coast to coast.
Yeah, they... Oh, really?
But that's because of work.
Yeah. No, what about people that live like next door to each other?
People got money like that.
I knew a girl whose family had like two houses.
She's rich.
No. They just had a huge family.
I think in this current economy, you're going to have to live with your partner. Unless you're doing exactly. House share.
It's like, also cheaper to live with somebody.
It actually isn't anymore. Oh. It depends. Because like, to have a two-bed apartment between two people is actually quite expensive. Unless you're like living together, sharing amongst people. Mm-hmm. And that's why I also feel like, back to community, stages of development of life are really, because why are you 35 and living with six other people still?
Exactly.
Like, doesn't make any sense.
What happens if someone gets pregnant? You have a baby in a house share?
Right? That's so true. Because also, I don't have the money. I'm now paying $1,000 for nursery. I don't have the money to be back. So I've got to stay here. Like I said, we need some mums on here. And I have got a lot of questions because I've been really quite insular. Like, I've not been looking outward about over my little tiny bubble because it's too depressing.
It's too confusing.
Yeah.
It's just the numbers aren't adding up.
Like, if you're one of those people that lives in London Fields, you know, one of those factory houses, 20 people. No. Oh. You know, one of those 20 people down places. Yeah.
One window.
Okay, yeah. Now you've got knocked up, but you were paying a cheap, maybe 400, 500 of rent, which means that you couldn't afford anything else. Now you have a baby. Where do you go with that kid? Assuming you can't go home to your parents. Like, what happens?
You go home to your parents.
I said, assuming you can't go home to your parents. Not everybody has parents.
What? I don't know what to say.
Also, not everybody has parents that have space in their house.
I don't know what to say.
What are people doing?
House share people who got pregnant, get in touch.
Do you reckon by the time we have kids, there's going to be like 10 people in their class because there's nobody having kids? Because like people can't afford it.
Or we're going to, and something's going to change in like the world and we're going to be old parents.
I think technically we're already breaching that, to be honest.
Yeah. I saw a thing saying that like London schools are closing because there aren't many kids. Because people are because people can't afford to raise children in London. So there's less kids in London.
And what are they going to turn their schools into? Housing.
Really nice houses.
Yeah, remember that? What was that TV show? The one in Whitechapel? And it was like the old hospital. And it was with Phoebe.
Oh, Fleabag.
No, not Fleabag. The show that she did before that.
Oh. It begins with H.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show,
it's
guys.
Like
watch
that,
it.
But like a squatting situation.
Yeah.
At least you'll have a full classroom.
That would be nice, actually.
Future nurseries.
That's the good commune idea.
Do you know
everyone
what?
Gets a classroom.
There must be those factory livings for single parents. Now I'm thinking
what,
about
like
it.
Workhouses?
No, not like an actual. But like those London Field 20 man deep places.
Yeah.
There must be ones with new parents. So then the criteria to enter is that you are of an income of a certain degree, but you're a parent. So then that's, you know, because they always, anytime, but I've been to one of those places once and it's too cramped for me to be comfortable, but there's always a lot of space in the middle.
Yeah.
If you just clean that up, put up a couple fences and throw all the kids in the middle.
Yeah.
You guys have created your own creche. And then so you alternate the days, you have a rota shift of who looks after the 10 kids.
Yeah, but safeguarding.
I think unfortunately in the times of desperation and poverty, safeguarding is something that you kind of forego.
Yes.
Because you're like, I either take this or I go somewhere expensive where they've done all my CRB checks.
And if that you're lucky,
if that,
what a weird time you live in.
Yeah, but anyway, on Spin the Blocks.
Oh,
you spin the block.
It's a bit of a deep one.
Oh, okay.
It's not that deep, actually. I read some horrors today. People are really bad news.
Yeah, I think as a society we're actually in collapse. Hopefully this time next year.
Okay,
things may have ended.
Okay. I was in a 6-year relationship. Things were not going too good for a few months due to me being controlling, which I admit was due to my insecurities and my own traumas and little things he did. He broke up with me. We went no contact for 6 months. I was completely devastated and even failed a few college classes. Yeah.
Failed or what?
A few college classes.
Okay.
Lost weight. But of course, he was going out every single day, getting drunk and high until the second month of our breakup, where he started messaging me everywhere. Every single day, even emailing me, telling you that you love me, every cliche thing that you like to imagine. I made a mistake the whole time. Anyway, so she ended up getting back with him.
After 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So
good luck.
I fell for it.
I hear that.
And I decided to give him a chance. And the months that we've been back together have been better than our 6-year relationship, or rather similar to the beginning. The problem is, I found out that during our breakup, he slept with somebody else. This may not count as cheating, but it happened only 2 days after we broke up.
No,
2 days after we broke up. Therefore, it's only logical to assume. Questions at the end. Only logical to assume that they were talking before he broke up with me. Which is why, which they were, because I only saw, because I only saw the messages yesterday that a few days prior to breaking up with me, they were already talking about meeting up, and they'd met at a party that was a week before that. I feel cheated and I feel stupid for giving him another chance. But at the same time, the relationship has gotten better and I feel happy if I ignore these thoughts. But lately, they've been coming back stronger and stronger, and I wonder if they'll ever leave my brain. I asked him a couple of times if he broke up with me to do it, and he denies it. And he said he only did it because he wanted to get over me and forget about me since he thought we would never be getting back together. He keeps repeating to me that it was a mistake, that he didn't enjoy it, which is obviously what I want to hear. But I did read his messages with her, and he did start ignoring her for no reason. Apparently, she was all over him still. Am I just lying to myself so I could pretend this is a good reason to accept his behaviour? Or is this something that does happen and is a genuine mistake? It's a bit of a mess. So, basically, the long story short...
Yeah.
She was with her boyfriend six years. He broke up with her. 2 days later,
shagged.
He slept with this girl. He was all over her.
Right.
Time passed. He then begs to get back with his ex-girlfriend. She's taken him back, found out that he slept with somebody else during the break. What's going on? She's not the question isn't really, am I the arsehole? More,
is she dumb?
Yeah.
I think that... It is a bit complicated because, okay, I can imagine that if she was me, I would be losing. To be honest, somebody might have died. Like, if I found those messages, how long in did she find the messages? How long have they been back together?
A few months.
Yeah, if I found those messages and I think that things are going, and then I found that shit. However, you were searching, so you knew something was up. But then, yeah, I would actually lose my mind, and honestly, somebody might die. And it would be me on you. I can't tell which way my head would be, but that does happen. So,
it's the 2 days.
Yeah, but he broke up with her, right? So he was like, he didn't want to cheat on. Like, people meet other people. That's the thing. People meet other people, and in that time, they're like, do I like this person or not? And is this person enough for me to jeopardize my relationship for? He made the misjudgment thinking that, yes, this person is enough for me to jeopardize my relationship for. Obviously wasn't. And then he wanted to go back. But he didn't cheat on her. Because I also think that by the time you're thinking about breaking up with somebody...
You've already broken out.
You've been broken up in your head for like maybe a month. So like... Yeah. So I don't think he cheated on her. I think it's obviously a shit situation. And sane person would say it's gonna be tough, but you guys can move past it. However, an insane person, which would be me in this situation, would be like, get out of my house.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to move past it.
I don't know. I still can't get over. I feel like you should never really get back with somebody who dumped you.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, number one mistake here.
It depends, though. It depends.
Especially like, somebody who dumped you, which you've now found out that they dumped you to sleep with somebody else. Which is, he says he didn't do that.
Oh, he says he didn't shag her?
No, he said he didn't break up with her just to sleep with somebody else. But it kind of seems like he did.
No, I think it seems like he did, but I think that if you already have seeds of doubt and now you've met somebody new.
Yeah, but...
And you're like, oh, I won't be single and alone if we
No,
break
but
up.
You want them to be a little bit heartbroken for at least a week.
But he was heartbroken.
2 days.
He was begging for her back. He was heartbroken.
No, but 2 days. I think I would be more put off by the fact that it took him 2 days to get back up. Back out in the world.
Okay, but does it make it... Okay, what happened?
I would want... If it was a week...
No.
2 weeks, I could handle it.
But would it have made a difference to say, like, okay, we broke up on Wednesday. I've gone out on Friday.
No, you shouldn't be going out.
I've shagged somebody because I was drunk. Does that really make a difference?
It's different because he was texting this girl. So he already was ready to get in with that emotional investment straight away, 2 days later. But then, 2 days for a six-year relationship.
No, obviously, I think that's shit.
6 years.
Because I do always feel like, who is the person that somebody will sleep with straight after we break up? But then I'm always like, yeah, I will murder somebody with that. Please let it be a random person.
Like,
but it is worse if it's somebody they know. But
no, I don't think so.
You think it's worse if it's a random person?
No.
Would
it's
you
different.
Rather be cheated on to a random person or somebody they know?
If it's somebody they know, there's like, I don't know what, I like, friends is really playing in the back of my head here, but like the groundwork has been laid. Like, there's emotional manipulation going on. They could have.
So you think that's not worse?
No, they're more, it's like a vulnerable time.
For who?
For the person. So they might be more susceptible to like a person that they know. Because I think if a person 2 days later isn't still sad, is happy enough to go out on a night out.
No, nobody said it was a happy night out. This is, I'm drinking my sorrows.
Yeah, I think stay at home. That's more offensive.
Like,
to
some
me.
People are like, I want to get blindly drunk.
Yeah, okay. The stranger is less worse, but I think you shouldn't be out. You should be inside. If we break up, you have to be inside for a week.
But you don't, like, we've broken up on Wednesday and I have a hen do on the weekend, so no. I was out anyway.
No. That's not allowed.
I think it's worse.
You're breaking up with me before a hen do. Big holiday. Bit of a dick move.
Yeah, because I wanted to have a nice time on that. No, I think, like, to be perfectly honest, I think that if I broke up with somebody after 6 years and you slept with somebody even within 3 months that we personally knew, I think I'd be more hurt than if you literally slept with a random person every week.
Okay.
Because there is nothing that would convince me that you guys were planning to sleep together straight away. I would always just believe that this was already cooking.
I see. This is a different train of thought.
Like, I'd be like, you guys were, and then to be honest, because it happened anyway, which means that there must have been a sexual attraction there. I'm now convinced that you guys cheated while we were together.
Yeah, potentially.
100%.
Yeah.
So,
or at least wanted to, which is almost as bad.
That's almost, now, yeah. I didn't know.
That's almost worse.
That's actually worse. I didn't know I was sitting in a room with sexual tension and I'm just sitting there on my phone.
Party.
Exactly. No. Oh, God, that makes me feel sick. Oh, my God. But yeah, in her case, I think I would actually probably take him back.
Would you?
You know why? Because 6 years is a lot of time. That's a whole school education.
Yeah, I think she should have an opportunity to sleep with someone else.
I reckon she did. She doesn't say.
No, she didn't. She lost a bunch of weight and failed her college classes.
She didn't sleep with anybody in 6 months. She didn't sleep with anyone in 6 months.
Look, I
didn't. She shagged somebody.
I don't know. It sounds like she's got a lot of problems.
She slept with somebody. She never, and she's in uni. You slept with someone.
She's failing uni.
That's so you even have more time to have sex. You were sleeping with somebody. Like, it's just that you weren't doing it as quick as he was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take him back. You've already wasted your whole uni. Yeah. However, she's still quite young, but you did actually waste your whole uni with him. So you might as well just stay there.
Mm. Well, but do what goes into your heart. On that note, have a great week.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Yes, have a fantastic week.
See you next time.
Watch The Crown.
Yeah, if you want to.
Bye.